The 19th of August 2022. My name is Ken and this is Podka episode number 113. Let's get to it with today's topic. Stay away from me.
If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Okay, let's get to it.
Oddly enough, the two leads have a closer relationship in the mind frame of Meng Meng than the one that is happening between the two of them in real life. I hate to break this, but the two protagonists are much more like stepbrothers than lovers. Once the two protagonists begin living together, you can already guess how their rest of the relationship will play out. Even if the characters do hit it off, their connection does not seem to be a passion, but rather seems platonic. You are given a strong sense of who both main characters are as individuals. They are separated by their fans, by their stepbrother, the screen-played Feng He, who realizes he is up against the superstar, Cheng Cheng. Cheng Cheng is wounded from being rejected, and after one final try at getting Feng to embrace his feelings, Cheng reluctantly agrees to keep away. From the very first time the two met, they shared great chemistry, and Cheng Cheng orders her stepbrother, who is portrayed as a screen brother, to take off her clothes and walk away. The narrator of this 2005 rocker reminisces about her ineffective attempts to help her friend in distress. The man in this 2009 hard rock song This 2009 hard rock song warns a man who has been harmed to pretend that nothing is real, and simply walk away from that hell. In this anthem about pushing off, the man narrator's trying to push off is himself. It is difficult to get too caught up in a sense of saving the world, even though you know that by being pessimistic, you are doing yourself harm. You will be obsessed with small grudges about who gets what that you do not get, and how the world is not meeting your needs the way it is supposed to. Instead, people expect to be celebrated for their genius while blithely confirming things are going to fall apart. I want to be surrounded by people who are brave enough to see the good in the world. I am not going to stand around telling you we can start all over again, and that it is going to be okay, because if I share, then my life is going to be like a ticking bomb until you close me off from your life again. I will not be able to deal with months going by, then realizing that you still love me, then you decide to get back in my life. I cannot bear the thought of you looking at me one more time with those puppy dog eyes and the spark between us being stronger than it was ever, but burning down together, along with our love. In a flash, she wants to send her beloved away, away from her life where there will be no remembrance. Her boyfriend has betrayed the narrator of that 2014 confidence, cheating, and she does not want to simply let him disappear the way most people do, with words. Fortunately, she is sending her soul-sucking life-hater off so that she can have some privacy. If you are going to get out of my life, keep away as much as possible. Randy Newman wishes you all the best. I wish me good luck, in some measure, and please be safe. Legendary singer-songwriter Randy Newman is Randy Newman, and as such, his words come to the local news as songs. Singer-songwriter-composer Randy Newman uploaded a new song to his YouTube channel, but it did not include lyrics. Randy Newman was asked by KPCC to address the virus on the airwaves and remind people to keep feet separate and wash their hands often, but, in a creative twist of his own, the musician wrote the song instead. He explained on AirTalk, Randy Newman debuted his new track, Stay Away, Wednesday. Motley Crue got the idea for its song from a Blondie song, and Stay Away is a mournful song. Blondie's song is just called Just Go Away, and comes off of their Parallel Lines album in 1978. Bob does not know if you are only sticking to English songs, but 2NE1's Just Go Away is another great song. The lyrics and chords for Blue Stay Away from Me are meant as your own personal use, and is an excellent song by Gene Shepherd. Overall, TT, it makes it to my favorites list. If you are as much of a hardcore Fujoshi as me, I would highly recommend this one. P.S. The storyline simply added a lot of sweet elements, that I had to keep watching it, and would be screaming whenever the translation of the new episodes came out, instead of a pumped-up audio. A new video really highlighted the song's vulnerable lyrics. The Stay Away video, directed by Sam Cahill, was shot at Mod Sun Studio. Now, Mod Sun and MGK teamed up to produce both a new rendition of the song, as well as the new video.
This was Stay Away From Me, by Podka, and this was episode number 113. My name is Ken Robinson, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.